I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. A new analysis by the Congressional Budget Office finds the Republican tax bill approved by the House would cost the poorest Americans roughly $1,600 a year, while increasing the income of the wealthiest households by $12,000 on average. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and other Republicans have sought to discredit the CBO's analyses. Inflation at the wholesale level remains mild. The Labor Department's producer price index came in better than expected, up 2.6% in May from a year ago. The number of Americans filing jobless claims was unchanged last week, remaining at the higher end of recent ranges. Mortgage rates have ticked down slightly. Freddie Mac puts the average on a 30-year at 6.84% nationwide. And small gains on Wall Street. Seth Sutel has closing numbers.
The S&P 500 added 0.4%. The index is less than 2% below its record. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 101 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.2%.
I'm Ben Thomas.